بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم. حضور صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم کی ہمارے ساتھ محبت اور شفقت حضور صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم کے تین حق ہیں، ایک اطاعت، دوسرا محبت اور تیسرا عظمت. مولانا شیخ القرآن رحمۃ اللہ بائی ورچو آف دا لو اینڈ افیکشن رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم ہیز فار اس، دیر آر تھری رائٹس آف رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم اوور اس: ورچو آف ہز لو اینڈ افیکشن وچ ہی ہیز فار دا امت. وی ہیو تھری، ہی ہیز تھری رائٹس اوور اس. The first one is itaat, means obedience. You have to obey Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And the second one is muhabbat, love, you must have love for him. And the third one is azmat, in others, you must have honor for him. Allah Ta'ala says in the Quran Sharif, in kuntum tuhibbun Allah, tabi'uni. Allah Ta'ala is telling Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, tell the people that if they love Allah Ta'ala, then they must obey me. Rasulullah sallam. If you love Allah Ta'ala, then you have to obey Rasulullah sallam. Without obeying Rasulullah sallam, it's not possible to love Allah Ta'ala. The love for Allah Ta'ala, it is together with the love. The love for Rasulullah sallam is together with love for Allah Ta'ala. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in a hadith, he explained the thing, in an analogy his love, how his love is for the ummah. He is like a person who is warding off the moths from plunging into a fire, like on a dark night, a fire is lit, and then numerous moths come, and the moths, they want to plunge into the fire, and I'm warding them off, protecting them, chasing them, trying to ward them off and prevent them from falling into the fire, but they continue from all sides, just plunge into the fire. The moths are attracted by the fire. They are attracted by the fire, and in the process they lose their lives. So this analogy is portraying our example. They're just like these moths. So are the people. They are attracted by the fire. Which fire? They are attracted by the dunya. Because of worldly attractions, they continuously commit sin and transgression, and they fall into, and they, of their own accord, they want to go and fall and destroy themselves into Jahannam, into the fire of Jahannam. And I'm warding them off, I'm trying to protect them and explaining to them the obedience and the dangers of Qiyamah, the torments of the Qabr, and the punishments in Jahannam. But the people generally, they refuse to listen or to obey, and no matter how much I try to protect them and prevent them, but they continuously just plunge into the fire. Agar mehz tamanna se kuch ho chaya karta to sari dunya kamil ho jati. See, if hope was sufficient to attain perfection in Iraq, to become reformed and to become pious, then the entire dunya would become pious and reformed and become perfect. But this is only on the basis of hope and making dua and desire. One cannot become perfect, one cannot reform oneself. If Allah Ta'ala wanted to reform the people, and if Allah Ta'ala wanted them all to be on the path of guidance, I mentioned this several times in the Quran Sharif, then Yadav say he would have created all on the guidance, it's within his power. Like all the malaika, all the angels, they are on hidayat, on guidance, they are all perfect in their obedience. But Allah Ta'ala wants us to struggle here. This in this dunya, He sent us here to struggle. We cannot achieve success and attain moral perfection, spiritual, ruhani elevation by means of hope and just dua. No, we have to struggle. There's a nafs in us, and Allah Ta'ala, in His wisdom, He has created this dunya and He's got His scheme, His way here, yeah? And we have to struggle. Uske saath do cheezo ki zarurat hai. You see, for this, yeah, to attain perfection, moral perfection, there are two things which are necessary. Bedari or himmat is one, you have to be alert, diligent and alert. And the second requirement is is himmat, you must have courage. You must be alert and you must have courage. Yani har waqt hoshyar bhi raho ke tumhare piche nafs ve shaitan bare dushman lage hue hain. The meaning of being alert is that you must be alert and diligent and understand that behind you, lying in wait, stalking you, are two great enemies. One is shaitan and one is the nafs. And the nafs is a greater enemy than even shaitan. So these two enemies are always stalking you and lying in an ambush and they are behind you. So you have to be alert. You cannot afford to be ghafil, to be oblivious, to be careless and forgetful, then shaitan and the nafs will destroy him. Inse dhoka mat khana. Jo kaam karo unke kehne ke muafiq mat karna. Say, don't fall in his trap, in his deception, and don't obey him, don't follow in his footsteps. Haq Ta'ala ke kehne ke muafiq karna. You must obey what Allah Ta'ala says. It's difficult, it's a struggle, but at the end you'll see the success and the salvation in the akhirah. To ye bedari hai. So this is the meaning of being alert. Now you must constantly be aware of the thing of your emotions. Don't react on emotions. Whatever comes in your nafs, now you react accordingly. No, you must be alert. Or ahkam-e-ilahi ki paabandi. Ahkam-e-ilahi ki paabandi mein tabiyat susti kare to batakalluf kaam. To batakalluf kaam le usse. Ye himmat hai. And in obeying Allah Ta'ala, when the nafs becomes lethargic and opposes you, and that is natural, it's why it's difficult to obey, to follow the ahkam and be obedient to Allah Ta'ala, then you have to apply pressure. You will not succeed without applying pressure on your nafs. You cannot overcome the desires of the nafs just by making dhikr and dua and... No, you have to struggle and overpower the nafs and tame it and make it submit to your akal. This is called himmat. This is the meaning of karja. You have to struggle. Har waqt isi mein roho, tab bhi mahbub mil jaye, to ghanimat hai. You see, at all times you must be involved and engaged in the struggle. There is no time to think that you can relax. If you relax in this dunya, then the nafs will find an opportunity to overwhelm you. So at all times you have to be alert. Any desire that develops in you, you measure it, weigh it on the scales of the sharia to see whether this is permissible or it's not permissible. And then also, he said, the time runs, say, after still struggling, struggling, then also if you meet that thing, when you meet Allah Ta'ala, your beloved, then it's a great fortune. Yeah? In other words, without struggling, there is no hope of reaching Allah Ta'ala safely. Islam kamil ka to ye kamil ka to ye hasil hua hai. This is the on the effect, the end product of gaining a perfect Islam. Now, without this, your Islam will never become perfect. Without struggling and without being alert, you will not attain success at all. Islam kamil hasil kijiye haq taala us par tamarat zarur martab farma denge. So your goal, your objective must be to gain perfect Islam. And then Allah Ta'ala will grant you the fruits, the rewards of it. Wa akhir da'wana alhamdulillah.